Good afternoon. Nope, good morning. Good morning. This is Pastor Craig, and welcome to What's Happening, Marion. And it's good to be back here. Now, I did make it last week for the 12 o'clock Exchange Club and my 1 o'clock show, but unfortunately, I had another commitment that kept me longer than planned, so I wasn't here last Friday, but it's good to be back, and it's always good to have you listening. So we're going to talk about what's happening, Marion, things that are going on in Marion. And first off, we have a big reveal at 12 o'clock today. Yes, Matt and myself and Sean are going to be with Scott, and Scott is going to reveal where we are located, our new studios. Now, I'll give you all a hint. Just between me and you, I'm going to give you a hint. When I look to my left, there's a window in the studio here, and out of the studio, I can see trees, a parking lot, and some houses. So that's your clue as to where we are. But no, it's good to be here. And of course, we got all kinds of things to talk about as far as what's happening, Marion. And by the way, today, this weekend, there are some events going on for Veterans Day. I'll cover those that I have information about. But I just want to take a second to thank and salute all veterans, all the veterans that have served this country. And I myself never served in the military, and I didn't come from a military family. You have to go back about three or four generations in my family to come up with somebody that served in the military. So, we never have, but gosh, I certainly appreciate those that have. I really do. And a salute to all veterans for this Veterans Day. All right, so let's jump right in and see what's happening, Marion. The book market at the Marion Public Library. And I wasn't familiar with this. I guess that's where they sell used books. I know that libraries periodically, once a year, twice a year, most libraries, they thin out the shelves and make room for new books coming in, and they have, books for sale. And so the book market at Marion Public Library is going on. They've got extended hours in November. That's right, because the holidays are coming up in December. So they've got extended hours here in November, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So again, that's the book market at the Marion Public Library. All right, November, the month of November, state of Ohio, there's a burn ban. You cannot burn during the hours of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now, I know it's really popular, especially in rural areas, to burn your leaves. And so this would apply for the month of November. You can't burn the leaves between 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right. From now until the 20th, actually it started last week, but through the 20th of this month, Value Barn's first annual winter coat drive. They are looking for new or used coats, scarves, hats, boots, mittens, and gloves that you can donate. The items will go to families in need in nearby counties. So this is not just for Marion County. They are going to distribute these in Marion and the surrounding counties. So if you've got new or used, again, it's coats, scarves, hats, boots, mittens, gloves that you don't use or your kids have outgrown. You know, my son and his wife, they have four kids, and, you know, it's crazy how fast the kids grow. Yeah, I had kids. I kind of remember, but sometimes you don't remember how fast they grow. And so if you've got any of that left around, you can drop them off at 10258. In other words, that's 10258 LaRue Mount Victory Road. And that's in LaRue. And again, that's 10258 LaRue Mount Victory Road. And the items can be dropped off on the back porch in the pickup area. They will have bins sitting out that are labeled specifically for donations. So, you know, help make somebody's Christmas special this year. Get those things out of your house that aren't being used, that aren't being worn. So it accomplished two things. Get your house cleaned out and you can help someone out. This Friday, that's tonight, is the community meal at Shining Light Baptist Church at 6 o'clock. Shining Light Baptist Church is the church that sits on the Point, Church Street and Mount Vernon Avenue. And it's for dine-in or carry-out. All right. For the month of November, and actually this, well, okay. The Huber machine, I'm sorry about that, getting all twisted up, and I'm trying to figure out how I want to say this. The Huber Machinery Museum is open from 1 to 4 on Saturdays. And just a reminder that they're open on Saturdays in November. They will be closed for the season the first Saturday in December. That's the last chance you get this year. But anyway, at the Huber Machinery Museum, which is on the fairgrounds, they're having a fundraiser, and it goes through that first week of December. And tickets are $20 each, and you can get six for $100. And what you're buying is you're buying a chance to win a brand new Icon 140 electric golf cart. And this is nice. I saw the pictures on the website, and you can go on the website and see pictures of it. But this is a nice golf cart. It's a four-seater, and it's street ready. So that's a nice thing. So, hey, stop by the Huber Machinery Museum. Take a tour of the museum if you haven't seen it. Get your chance at a golf cart. Who knows? You might be the lucky one. And if you've never been to the Huber Machinery Museum, I highly recommend it. You know, I'm a real history buff, and I like museums. I like the museums here in Marion. Marion's got some nice stuff going on, which I'll say more about that later. But you'll find the Huber Machinery Museum very interesting if you haven't been there. And, you know, that's quite a history in Marion with the Huber family. So anyway, just a little plug for the museum. And, you know, they got a fundraiser going where they're giving away a golf cart. And it's a nice golf cart. All right, so I got some things here related to Veterans Day, and so we'll just run down those real quick. Delaware County Fairgrounds at the Ag Center, this Saturday, at 8:30 a.m. is their Veterans Day celebration. It'll start off with a breakfast and then a ceremony featuring the Making of the Ohio Fallen Heroes Memorial. Now, if you're not familiar with or haven't seen the Ohio Fallen Heroes Memorial, it's on Route 37 just as you're going into Sunbury. and that's on the west side of Sunbury, right across from the that big cemetery that they have there in Sunbury, is the Ohio Fallen Heroes Museum. It's really kind of a neat, they've done a nice job there. Really is neat. So if you're looking for something to do Saturday morning, you can go to the Delaware County Fairgrounds, to the Ag Center, get breakfast, and have and watch their ceremony. And then after that, you can actually go out to the Ohio Fallen Heroes Memorial. So that's one possibility. Saturday at 8:30 in New Albany at the New Albany Village Hall, they're having their special Veterans Day celebration, and it'll start with the Star Spangled Banner being performed by the New Albany High School Marching Band, and that will be followed by some remarks by Mayor Spaulding, who himself is an Army veteran. Boy, I'm tongue-tied today. And then following that, there's going to be a groundbreaking for a new Veterans Memorial in New Albany. So that's kind of neat. So that's going on New Albany tomorrow at 8:30. Also, tomorrow, November 11th, Saturday, the Trinity Baptist Church is having a Veterans Day celebration. It is from 5:30 to 7 p.m. So, see, you can get breakfast in Delaware in the morning, and then you can go and get some dinner Saturday night at the Trinity Baptist Church, because they are going to have a short ceremony there honoring all veterans who have served. There will be some fellowship time, and then you can participate in their chili cook-off that the elders of the church are having. So the elders are doing a chili cook-off, and you get to taste it. So that's going on tomorrow night. One other thing relating to Veterans Day. On the website of the Marion Veterans, and I'll give you the website. It's marionveterans.home.blog. Again, that's marionveterans.home.blog. And I found it really kind of interesting, because what they do is they have a calendar up. And so, for instance, you'll see right away November, because it's November. And on the calendar, they have names of veterans on the various days, which are the individual's birthdays. So you can go on there and look on the calendar. And for instance, today, I think there were about four or five veterans who were born on this date. And you can click on any of those, and you get a little bio on that individual who served in the military, and tells all about it. So it's really kind of a neat way to, one, remember our veterans, and also a neat way to honor them. And it's really interesting, because you can probably find some people that you may have known. And so it's really neat. So anyway, that's on marionveterans.home.blog. So if you have a chance, check it out. I found it rather interesting. All right. Also tomorrow, second Saturday in downtown Marion, and they continue with their second Saturday. Does anybody go on a regular basis the second Saturday? I find it kind of interesting. They've got different street artists that I guess perform, and originally they ran this till October, but this year they've decided to continue it all year long. So if you're used to going to second Saturday in the summertime, they're going to continue it on through the cold months. So that's this Saturday. They still are continuing with their walking tour of downtown. That is at 11 o'clock, and it starts at the Brickyard on Main. So, second Saturday, after you've had breakfast at the Veterans. So you can take the walking tour and get all your exercise and then work up a hunger, and then you can go to the Trinity Baptist Church and get chili for dinner. All right. Also on Saturday, see, something else you can do on Saturday is Drug-Free Marion's Fall Festival. And this is at the Marion County Fairgrounds. It's going to be on the fairgrounds and in the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. And it is free. And it is from 1 to 4, which incidentally, 1 to 4 on Saturday is the same hours that the Huber Machinery Museum is open on Saturday, and it's on the fairgrounds. So see, you can go Saturday to the fairgrounds, you can take in the fall festival, and then you can spend just walk right over there to the Huber Machinery Museum and spend a little time inside there, drop in your ticket for winning that electric golf cart, and voila, you've got a fun day Saturday. Speaking of the Drug-Free Marion's Fall Festival, they are going to have bounce houses, games, snacks, various resources having to do with prevention and treatment for drug addiction. There's going to be face painting. There's going to be prizes. They have youth prevention posters that have been designed by youth in regards to posters featuring the prevention of drugs, and you can vote on them. Now, I also know that I imagine it's James Anderson who will be there. I know that the park district will be set up, and I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming it's probably James is going to be there. So a lot going on at the fairgrounds tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Saturday, is game night at the LaRue United Methodist Church, and that is at 5 p.m. Hang out and play games with the folks in LaRue. There will be a light meal and popcorn, so you can get your fill on popcorn, play some games, and again, it's free. You know, there's a lot of free stuff going on in Marion, and really, folks, why not take advantage of all these things that are going on? A lot of people put a lot of work into stuff and offer it to the community at no charge, and it's great to see that. And so there's a lot of stuff going on. All right, Sunday the 12th, this Sunday, is Fighting the Impossible fundraiser for American Diabetic Foundation. Now, it's from 11 to 3 at 1755 Marion Waldo Road. That's where the woods is. So 1755 Marion Waldo Road. They have a donation box. They're going to have a silent auction. There will be food trucks there. There's going to be bounce house. There are vendors set up. They have a coloring contest for all ages. So even us adults can get in on the coloring contest. And you know, that's something that also has become popular in recent years is, you know, adult coloring. They sell all kinds of coloring books, and usually the people use colored pencils on that. But it's kind of neat because it's really a relaxing thing to do. And who doesn't need relaxing things to do? And so they also got face painting there and a 50-50 raffle. So again, that's the fundraiser for the American Diabetic Foundation, Fighting the Impossible, 11 to 3 on 1755 Marion Waldo Road. Monday the 13th, and this is all week, going on all week, and they're also going to do this in December. But anyway, a leaf cleanup in the Village of Caledonia. So if you live in the Village of Caledonia, your leaf cleanup is this coming week. and you are to rake the leaves to the edge of the tree lawn next to the street. In other words, just rake your leaves to the edge, near the edge of the street. They need to be within 5 feet of the pavement. Now, they don't want the leaves in the street, but rake them to the street. Also, in the past, they also took sticks. No sticks this time. Don't want sticks this time. Leaves only. So that's Village of Caledonia this coming week, leaf cleanup. Let's see, Monday the 13th, and this is related to Veterans Day. So Monday the 13th at the LaRue United Methodist Church, they're going to have a pinning ceremony. Daughters of the American Revolution, Captain William Hendricks Chapter, will have a pinning ceremony for Vietnam era veterans. And this is for anybody who served, anybody and everybody who served from in any branch of the military from 1955 to 1975. Again, that's for Vietnam era veterans, 1955 to 1975. The ceremony begins at 10:30. And then there will be a brunch afterwards. So that is on Monday. Also on Monday at the Marion Public Library is Lapsit Baby Time. 10 o'clock for babies 0 to 24 months. There will be singing and rhyming and baby books and finger play. So that's going on Monday. Tuesday. And again, this is every Tuesday from October 31st to May. So basically from now until May, every Tuesday there will be story time at the Harding Presidential Museum at 10 a.m. And story time is with Miss Kathy. Now, I don't know who Miss Kathy is, but she's doing story time. And, you know, while you're there, you know, here I go again, going to plug the museum. While you're there, after story time, if you haven't toured the Harding Presidential Museum, then I would encourage you to take advantage of it. See, here again, you can do two things with one trip. You can take your kid to story time, and then you can tour the museum. And it would, depending on the age of your children, it would be good to take them through the museum. And they also offer either self-guided tour, or you can have one of their people take you on a guided tour. And they tell me that the guided tour lasts about an hour. And if you do a self-guided tour, really, to take it all in, you're going to spend a good half hour to 45 minutes doing it yourself. They've done a really nice job there. I can't say enough good things about the Harding Presidential Museum. They've done a really good job covering his entire life. I mean, it starts with his, you know, family tree, explaining the family trees and his birth. They show, you know, pictures of his house that he was born at in Blooming Grove over in Morrow County, Ohio. And they do a really nice job. And yes, they touch on the various scandals. They talk about his children, his child. And so anyway, that's story time and at the museum. And you can take in a tour of the museum while you're there. Tuesday. Marion Public Library, Look at Me. Babies explore their senses. Let your little ones explore their sentence. Oh boy, their senses. Babies from 0 to 24 months. There will be a quick read allowed by, there will be a quick, a quick read aloud by Miss Madison, and then they'll have play with mirrors, reflective surfaces, and they'll be looking at photos of babies. So you can see how your little youngster, two or younger, does with those kinds of things. So that's exploring your senses. Wednesday, November 15th, is a fall hike at the Terradice Nature Preserve. And at 4:30, Terradice Nature Preserve, that's the one over in Caledonia. And so starting at 4:30, it says, as we embrace the autumn season, let's uncover the distinctive elements that lead this place, its enchanting beauty during this time of year. So I imagine it probably is pretty nice this time of year over at Terradice. If you're familiar with it, that, you know, it's mostly wooded, so it should be very nice. Okay, Wednesdays in November, that would be this coming Wednesday, is the Adventure Authors Program at the Merriam Public Library, 4 o'clock to 4:45. Kids age 8 to 13, bring your adventurous ideas to life by working together to come up with a story. Each session will be dedicated to collaborative story writing. When the story is complete, they will have a chance to create illustrations of it. And you are encouraged, if you're participating in this, you're encouraged to share your story once it's written with your parents, grandparents, whatever. So that's Adventure Authors at the Merriam Public Library, 4 to 4:45. Thursday is story time at the Merriam Public Library. There are two sessions of story time. One is at 10 and the second one is 11. They run for, it's about a half an hour, so 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. Story time is for preschool and younger. And again, they have songs and rhymes and activities and storytelling. Thursday, November 16th, is Lumpy Loads of Laundry. This is going to be at the Colonial Laundromat at 587 North Main Street in Marion. And it goes from 5:30 to 8 p.m. That's 5:30 to 8 p.m. It's a free laundry event. They will have available there free detergent and no fees, washer and dryer. Basically, you know, you can come in and get your washing and drying done for free. And this is sponsored by the Marion Community Foundation, the Colonial Laundromat, and Luke 311 Ministries. So that's Thursday, free laundry night at the Colonial Laundromat. Thursday is next week, third Thursday, and it's the third Thursday downtown. They're also continuing with Third Thursday Downtown. So if any of you have gone downtown for the Third Thursday, it's continuing. And again, it's the type of thing where businesses are open in the evening and there's a lot of stuff going on. And it looks like it won't be raining this Thursday, so you might want to take advantage of that. Also on Thursday night is Trivia Night at the Marion Palace Theater. Now, this will be the last Thursday for Trivia Night. So if you've been participating, it'll be your final night. And if you haven't been participating but you would like to, you've got one more chance. So that's doors open at 7 o'clock, and the trivia starts at 7:30. And it's hosted by Kirk Detweiler. And so that's this Thursday, the trivia night. And that, my friends, wraps up what's going on in Marion this coming week. So again, we got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff you can take advantage of for free. A few things there is a small cost for, but a lot of stuff going on, and part of it is Veterans Day, but not all of it. So I encourage you to get out there and avail yourself of what's going on. Now, this past Saturday was the Dine with the Presidents at All Occasions Catering in Waldo. And I attended there, and I, as you know, Scott also attended. Now, I didn't have the big bucks to get at one of the front tables like Scott did, but that's okay, because I could see from where I was, even if I was at the back of the room, the last row of tables. I mean, talk about sitting in the cheap seats. I was there, but. You could see everything going on, you could hear everything going on, and we were closest to the food. That last row of four tables, we were right by the food. Not that that's important to me, but, you know. And the food really was excellent, really excellent. They had chicken breasts that were done, and, they were done in like, I think it was like a lemon sauce, or maybe it was orange. I don't remember. But they were very, very good. The beef was excellent. All the potatoes, they had like shredded potatoes, and, you know, they like in a casserole. Those things were delicious. So really, all the food was good there. It was a very enjoyable evening. They had four presidents that spoke. James Buchanan and Andrew Johnson and Teddy Roosevelt and there was a fourth president that spoke. But I found it really interesting because the guy who portrayed Teddy Roosevelt, he did a good job. Obvious, you know, he had done his homework and probably watched some videotapes of the real Teddy Roosevelt, and he had some of the mannerisms, and he looked a lot like Teddy Roosevelt, and he was just really, it was really well done. And I found it very interesting when Andrew Johnson spoke, and what they did, like for James Buchanan and Andrew Johnson, and that they basically kind of, you know, told their life story. In other words, they gave their history of, you know, growing up and where they grew up and their family dynamic and, you know, all that kind of stuff and how they got into politics. It was really nice. But I found Andrew Johnson to be totally fascinating because I really didn't know that much about Andrew Johnson. You know, he was the vice president when Lincoln was assassinated. So he became president. Well, what I didn't know was that, first of all, he was not Lincoln's vice president for Lincoln's first term. As a matter of fact, Lincoln, as a Republican, Andrew Johnson wasn't even a Republican. He wasn't even in the same party. He was a Democrat. So it made sense that, you know, he wouldn't have been Lincoln's vice president the first time. But what was really interesting was that he actually, you know, was Lincoln's vice president the second time. Lincoln asked him to be a vice president. And they had very differing views on, like, for instance, slavery. But they actually got along quite well. And they talked and debated a lot. And Andrew Johnson, he obviously agreed with Lincoln on certain things. And he felt the need that second election to be involved as vice president to help with the post-war rebuilding and things like that. So it was very fascinating. I never would have guessed that he was a Democrat and on opposing parties as Lincoln, and yet Lincoln asked him to be his vice president, and he accepted, and they won, and then he took over, obviously, when Lincoln was assassinated. Now, it's also interesting because, you know, he was he had to go through a whole series of impeachment proceedings. So, see, that was even back then, 100-plus years ago, almost 100, well, yeah, 150 years ago, we were in the process of impeaching the president. So, anyway, that was my experience Saturday night at the Dine with the President's dinner. Had a great time. The food was excellent. It was the... Well, Fred Malone several times said the 14th annual, but the paperwork that came with the dinner said it was the 13th annual. So I'm not sure if it was the 13th one or the 14th one or whatever. But anyway, plans on doing it again next year. And they do rotating presidents from year to year. In other words, they'll have different speaking presidents. And also, too, there was, you know, several people there that were presidents and first ladies that didn't actually get up and speak, but you had the chance to talk with them, and if you paid the big bucks, you could sit at their table. But it was really good, and I would highly recommend it to anybody. Definitely worth your time. So that was my experience Saturday night. Then my experience Tuesday night, when the station did election night coverage, and that was very interesting. And I don't know how many of you listened to it and listened to the whole thing, but we certainly had all the bases covered. I think the words can be said that, you know, Scott put together an excellent team of people to cover for election night. I was I was at Republican headquarters. But when I showed up at Republican headquarters, their door was locked and the lights were out. And I had been informed that there would be two groups. There would be two places. They would be at the Republican headquarters, and then there would also be a group of them that were at the Shovel City Drinkery. Well, when I got to Republican headquarters, there wasn't nobody there. Like I said, the door was locked and the lights were off. And so I said, well, I guess I'm headed to the Shovel City. And so I got to Shovel City Drinkery, and I did not partake in any of the beverages there. But I did, however, sample the food, and because there was plenty of food and they were, you know, generously, you know, they were encouraging everybody to help themselves. And I got to tell you, the Republicans know how to put on a good buffet. It was good. They had wings, and they had pulled pork. You could make a sandwich, and they had macaroni and cheese. And then for your wings or your pulled pork, they had barbecue sauce and honey mustard sauce and ranch dip and everything. So you could do it up really nice. And the macaroni and cheese, it was nice and creamy and just good homemade macaroni and cheese. So my hats off to the Republicans. I had a very nice time there. There were no fights broke out. It was interesting. You know, because really not a whole lot's going on. Because when they did the first drop of votes from the Board of Elections, it was a long time before they did another drop of votes. And so, you know, you had a lot of downtime. But I had a good opportunity to meet several people, talked with Bill Collins. Actually, I talked with Bill the first 5-10 minutes I was there, kind of got the jump on Scott, but I know Scott did a much more extensive interview than I did, but had a good time there and met a lot of people. And I met a couple listeners out there. You know, I don't know if you're listening today, but I met a couple listeners to this show that, you know, approached me and said, hey, I listened to your show. So I really appreciate that. Sometimes when you're sitting here and behind the microphone and you've got, you know, four walls around you and you're all by yourself, sometimes you do wonder if anybody is listening. And I know that you know, a radio broadcaster, that's always in the back of your mind, and there are people listening. And but I appreciate it. I appreciate the fact that there are people that are listening, and I appreciate the fact that you think enough of it to mention to me that you do listen. So thank you again to those listeners. So that's kind of what's been happening in Marion as far as my involvement, and that's what's going to be happening. Now, the next couple weeks is going to be busy, and we're coming up on the holidays. Of course, we got Thanksgiving, and then after that, we've got Christmas and everything. So we got a lot of festivities going on, so I'll have plenty of information for you. But I want to stress the fact that if you are part of an organization that is putting on an event, you can call me and give me the details. My number is 419-210-0267. Again, it's 419-210-0267. Now, I won't be answering the phone, but just leave a message, you know, after the recording, leave a message, give me all the details about who you are, when is your event, you know, what's it for, what are you doing at your event, and if it costs anything, what's the cost, and leave your phone number as a contact if I need to call you back. But again, I would encourage anybody who is involved with anything to call and give me the details, because my goal is to make available to you folks, you know, as close to everything as possible of what's happening in Marion. And there are so many different places where I get that information. But if, you know, if I didn't go to a certain Facebook page, I would never know XYZ event was going on. Or, and I've got five different Facebook pages, which are, you know, community pages for LaRue, New Bloomington, Prospect, Green Camp, that type of thing. So, and that's how I get a lot of this information, but I've got to go to all these different places. And sometimes events are not well publicized. So in order to help alleviate that problem, I want to be your bulletin board for you. So again, if you are part of an organization that's having an event, call me, leave all the details as a recorded message, and I'll get you folks on here. So that would help me help you. So again, that's 419-210-0267. So we're getting down to the final minute here, actually 2 minutes. And I just would encourage all of you to stick around. Don't go away. Well, actually, we're top of the hour with commercials and news and that type of thing. That now's the time to hit the bathroom and make yourself a sandwich. I guess we're going to have a good conversation next hour. There's a top 10 list. And we're going to do a reveal of where we're located. And so got a lot coming up on the next hour. Sean's in studio. He hasn't been here on Friday in several weeks, or at least a couple weeks. So it's good to have Sean back. And, of course, Matt's going to be there. Scott will be there. And I'll be there. So look forward to having you all there. Then at the 1 o'clock hour, I'll be back by myself and for Study His Word Radio. And today I really want to cover, last week I covered the Israeli Hamas situation as far as the history of it. And so you would have a maybe, hopefully, a better understanding of how deep this problem runs and how far back the problem goes. And so today, I want to share some news articles, some news stories with you that are not in the mainstream media. You may not be aware of many of these things that I want to share today. So we're going to cover that. So kind of a what's going on around the world. So I look forward to that. I hope you can stay with us. And I'm going to be heading off the air here in just a few seconds. And we'll have top of the news and top of the hour advertisements. And then join us again for the Exchange Club. Thanks. Appreciate you.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too much.